In the heart of Wisconsin's North Woods, a tale as legendary as the creature itself came to life in September 1985, when a couple of hodags got married. What began as a whimsical marketing campaign by the Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce transformed into a memorable community celebration of local culture. The mythical hodag, first discovered by lumberman Gene Shepherd in 1893, had long been a beloved symbol of Rhinelander, but in 1985, the city decided it was time their famous furry green mascot settled down. Harrison Hodag wed his bride, Holly Hodag, in a high noon ceremony at Hodag Park. Leading the festivities were Rhinelander Mayor Joe Bloom, serving as best man, and Judy Seaford of the Hodag Bar as maid of honor, and Gene Shepherd as father of the Hodag. The ceremony featured a candle lighting by members of Job's Daughters and flower girls from Campfire and Girl Scouts. Ring Bear representatives from the Rhinelander Ice Association, and another from the Boy Scouts. Attendees included Rhinelander Police Chief Tony Paris, business leaders like Mike Condella of the Lions Club, beloved naturalist and educator Seth Vig, as well as media and chamber representatives, all gathered to cheer on the fantastical nuptials. After the ceremony, the Hodag newlyweds were paraded through downtown Rhinelander, where not one, but seven wedding cakes were cut, and a street dance lit up the evening. Festivities continued through the weekend with food, games, exhibits, music, and a beer garden at Hodag Park, a fitting celebration for the most legendary wedding in Wisconsin's North Woods. But the story didn't begin at the altar. The Hodag wedding was the grand finale of a summer-long publicity campaign by the Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce to promote tourism and local pride. Harrison and Holly Hodag went on dates, appearing across the North Woods in full costume, donning early renditions of Hodag mascot suits, visiting summer camps, bars, resorts, and local events, delighting children and drawing crowds. Jean Lord Thompson Jensen, a woman in fact, portrayed Harrison Hodag, with none the wiser, and coordinated many of the outings herself. Her daughters, Sarah, 16, and Rachel, 12 at the time, also took turns playing Holly throughout the summer. Jean, who was then married to Jim Thompson, J.C. Penney's manager and active chamber member, remembered the experience as exhausting, joyful, and unforgettable. She reminisced later that it was a warm, busy summer, living in a green furry costume, but no one else was crazy enough to do it. 40 years later, the Hodag wedding remains one of Rhinelander's most interesting chapters in the lore of Hodags, being a unique and creative celebration of folklore, community spirit, and Rhinelander pride. On May 17th, 2025, Harrison and Holly Hodag will celebrate their 40th wedding anniversary at the annual Hodag Heritage Festival held at Pioneer Park in Rhinelander. The milestone will be recognized during the festival's welcoming ceremony, inviting the community to once again share in the magic of a love story born in the heart of the North Woods. The Hodag Heritage Festival continues to carry on traditions built during landmark events like the Hodag Wedding and Hodag Holidays of the 1970s. Visitors and locals across the Northwoods are invited to join in celebrating Wisconsin's favorite mythical creature with music, vendors, food, storytelling, history, and fun day-long activities, keeping the Hodag legend alive for generations to come. I'm Carrie Bladorn, and this is a Northwoods Moment in History on WXPR.